Chapter 4. Tom as King. Tom Canty was on a royal boat sailing on the Thames when he heard the news. A messenger boarded the boat and loudly announced, "The King is dead!" Suddenly, everyone kneeled in front of Tom and said, "Long live Edward, King of England!" This gave Tom an idea. He wanted to test his royal powers. "From this day," he announced, "let the king's law be the law of mercy, not of blood. Go to the tower and tell the Duke of Norfolk that he will not die." His command was obeyed immediately. Early the next morning, Tom awoke in the palace. It was not just a dream, he thought, as he looked around his room and saw lords waiting for his orders. Poor me. It seemed like the ceremony of dressing took forever. Each piece of clothing was slowly passed from one lord to another before being put on the king. Then the same slow procedure was followed when Tom wanted to wash and dry his face and hands. After he dressed, washed, and ate his breakfast, Tom was brought to the throne room. There he was kept busy with running England. He was shocked at the large amount of money the royal court spent. He was further shocked to learn that the king's servants had not been paid for the past 6 months. "It is quite clear," Tom said, "that we will lose everything if we continue spending so much money. We must find a smaller house, and we don't need so many servants. We can do the work ourselves." Tom stopped talking and looked around. Nobody said anything or showed surprise, but he could tell they thought his words were foolish. As the business of the kingdom went on, Tom grew bored and tired. "Why did I get stuck here as king?" he thought. "Why can't I go out in the green fields, sunshine, and fresh air?" And then he drifted off to sleep. That afternoon, a sad-looking boy was brought in to see Tom. "Who are you?" Tom asked the boy. "I am Humphrey Marlowe, your whipping boy, my lord. Your teachers whip me when you make mistakes in your lessons."
"They whip you for my mistakes?" asked Tom.
"Yes, my lord. They couldn't whip the Prince of Wales, so they whipped me. I get paid for it."
"And why are you here now?"
"You are now king, so I am worried you will not continue your studies, and so you will not need a whipping boy any longer. My family and I would be lost without this job, my lord. Please, don't turn me away."
Tom realized that the boy could help him learn about the prince and about life in the palace.
"Don't worry, Humphrey Marlowe. I will continue to study, and you will continue to be my whipping boy."